Amen. So, we want to go before the presence of the Lord. Are you here with me? The Bible says that they came early in the morning into the temple to hear him. Talking about Jesus Christ. People came early in the morning into the temple to hear him. Are you here to hear Jesus? How many want to hear Jesus speak to you? Oh, only one person. So I believe that Jesus is going to speak to us as we have come early in the morning. Do you believe it? Say, I believe it. Say, I believe Jesus will speak to me. Luke 21 and 38. It says, and all the people came early in the morning in the temple. For what reason? For what reason? To hear him. So expect God to speak to you whilst prophet is teaching and preaching. Expect God to speak to you. Can I have an amen? Amen. But this morning, we want to prepare our hearts nicely as we enter into the presence of the Lord. Psalm 100 and verse number 4. Can we all read it together from the screen? Psalm 100 and verse number 4. Ready, go. One more time. Wow, amazingly, it has not changed. And the Bible has not been updated. I said the Bible has not been updated. People have been reading these verses for a long time. Sometimes they wish something new comes, but there is nothing new. That is what you have to keep reading. And it says that we should enter. Every time we come into the presence of the Lord, the psalmist says that enter into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. So this morning we want to enter into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving. How many of you believe God is going to open the gates unto you as you enter into his gate with thanksgiving? Hallelujah. So I want us all to lift our hands to Jesus early this morning. Remember, the Bible says, and all of them came early in the morning for to hear him. And the Bible also says that we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving. With your hands lifted high to heaven, with your mouth also open, lift your voice and begin to say thank you to the living God, everybody. Thanks, Lord. We give you 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 thanks, Lord. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new time. Thank you for a new privilege. Thank you for a new blessing. Thank you for a new time you've given us. We want to bless you. We want to thank you. We want to praise you. Everybody, just begin to say thank you to the Lord. Say thank you to Him. Find something early this morning and give God thanks for it. Find just one thing early this morning and give God thanks. Find something early this morning and give God thanks. For the things are many. The things are many. The things are many. The things are many. His benefits are many. His mercies are new every morning. And great are His faithfulness. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. And yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. And yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to say thank you. We want to praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We honor you. We magnify your name, Lord. Thank you that you are our shepherd. We shall not want. Thank you, 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 thank you. Pour out your praise. Pour out your worship. Pour out your thanksgiving to the Lord early this morning. Pour it out to Him. Let Him know, let Him see that you are thanking Him. Oh, yes. Randomokosi antola mamambala. Thank you, Lord. 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 Shira mandolobo. Sila mayandelebe. Randala babandala 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 baba. So capo cose capo cose capo Zori anderebe cosi anderebe Shirama mandoloko secamonama Shimante com mante colam mante colam mante colam mante colam mante colam mante colomoco santelemocoma Rabate kose keta kapara kote kelo moze. Alokato sa keta lama. Shile moko kamuteko ramane beke. Zuri angelebe. Rabakata lima koto seke pako moko neke. Shire moko si ante la mama. Shinda lama konda lama zenda lama. Ramatile, belotile, kalotile, kolotile, kamotile. Rapako sokete, reke, mambo, sambema. Shamantolama, shamantolama, shamantolama. Rapakito roko teke, rapakapa. Rembandan bongo ze, pangalama, zendeleve. Shirama kataromo kosakete, koromo si atala. Rembang Begoma, Rembang Keboma, Rembang Keboma, Rembang Keboma, Rembangeboma, Maroko Masake Toko Ikaro Kapale, Redobokosi Antelami, Anturi Mikadoma, Samandereme, 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 Ramakizo, Karobe, Chilama, Amunasu, Reba Kadiges, Rakonte Koma, Shema Evenua, Wama Mukusake, Wema Madumegezo, Wama Chike Komukatuza, Paluka Mike, Rebo Tizumale, Rambega Sombre Ketambro Gomantenoza, Zereme Ketali Andaba, Rambaba, Rembobo, Remabe, Rembaba, Shanto Kaman Peko, Rabatige Berebebe, Salibo Kotali Antala Mama, Salibo Kotali Antala La Mama, Salibo Kotali Antala La Mama, Salibo Kotali Aba Antala La Mama, Rabatike Stoka, Rekomotos Ampelua, Ramamitola, Sola Makuma Takalibe, Rebo Maluchi Kapale, Rati Costa, Rimba Legezoma, Ramadelo Masanderebe, Sheka Mokota Kabale, Reba Tigoma, Samati Mekosa, Samati Kosa Makute Makasa Kabokade, Sempakuma Takandelaba, Ayukatakuma, 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 Mamune Kasambe, Mancheka Lamunda, Rampotos Makum Makanide, Zomaduga Balika, Jero Kotambrenu, Sora Bikantali, Rembabusa, Mambabusa, Mambabusa, Chikamanure, Rebositari Aba, Rabisto, Kabudale, Seramantos, Michambeluma, Mamuka Sampa, Richanuka Dukayeda, Rabatuges, Sekambaloma, Mamona Se Karuda, Iraba Sutemba Parunde, Zeruma Sarima, Yako Tasiaba, Yako Tase, Kaluka Paya, Shempalua Mante, Menka Parani Mazonda, Lemasuma Kaduse, Raba Dulema, Masoka Balia, Sheraba Kabaya, Roson Takiendo, Mamesto, 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 Kemanson Taria Mandolaba, Rabatili Kabayandele Bebe, Sora Makaparali Andele Bebe, Sera Makapa, Shoria Kaduse, Sheria Kapale, Sheria Kaduse, Sheria Kapale, Zori Andeli Mavinius, Radio Kosakoma, Jesus in Kampon Tansampon Kantanse Kabarina, Robokosi Katalia, Robokosa Kadueste, Robokosa Karianda, Robokosa Kopale, Robokosa Kuche, Pakoaba, Irabosa, lift your voice a little. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Stay up yourself this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Siramusa, Siramamule, Rempakoma, Ayukatosi Andaba, Yarumasinda Lebo, Sanama Mama, Sandala Mama, Ale Sadi Katosa, Pere Divestola, Ayukatosia, Rababi, Sombabi, Shimbabi, Makotali Andala Baba, Mambere de Belebebe, Simandele Bebe, Simandele Bebe, Simandele Bebe, Simandele Bebe, Simandele Bebe, Ikaro Bakasaya, give him all the glory in your prayers. Sherakota, Malokota, Seriakota, Ezuriakota, Mambere Belebebe, Semandele Belebebe, Rakitali Amayaba, Mandele Bebe, Senamayan Delebebe, Ramakasori Andaba, Alados, Serimada, Seraku, Kamota, Semampa, Jombri, Sambro, Klamo, Reman Pala Baba, Seman Delebelebebe, Seman Dalababa, Rakatala Baba, Ikatola Baba, Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Praying in the Holy Ghost and magnifying the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost and magnify the Lord. Shanda baka, shanda la baka, shanda la baka, sira manda la baka, sira kaba, sira baka, chulama, alumande, zeninatusa, rakute, zerukamuta, shemandelima, rababiri kadobaya, sanderebe, 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 rabadaba kabayanda rababa. You can pray in the Holy Ghost and magnify God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Magnify God. Pray and magnify God. Believe that your prayers this morning are magnifying God. Believe that your prayers this morning are magnifying God. Shirakapaya kosomo dege. The Bible says that they heard them pray in tongues and they magnified God. They heard them pray in tongues and they were magnifying God. Sora moko takaba, sora moroko siya kapaya, sora mandire komo toro monu monu kosa, shira mama 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 mama. Yes, 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 yes. Shira bakota ya, malimo sara mamonta kabaya, soro kosi ya kabaya ndala baba. God is giving you the privilege to magnify Him by praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. For they heard them pray in tongues and they magnify God. Shara makosi andaba. Zundere mekosa. Zundere mekosa. Zumbere mekosa. Randere mekosa. Sonomone mekosa, kanumunu sandere bika, raba beromo, izuri bikaso, shanumaka, rendele belebe. Somebody get lost in the spirit and pray in the Holy Ghost and magnify God. Shomene kasaba, shomene mekasaba, shomene mekasaba, shomene mekasaba, shekarako kapa, zuni mikabaya. Zombri gambro glimbre glambro kamani motaya. Samami kotaya ba. This morning you don't know what you are praying about. But what I believe is what the Bible says. That he that prayeth in the spirit, he does not know what he prays about. How be it in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Kanomo siyaka. Randere meko siyaka. Indere moko siyaka. Rambere moko siyaka. Give yourself to the Holy Spirit. Allow yourself by the Holy Spirit that your prayers will be directed by Him alone. Shana mama mosi akaba, rambiri soko mokosa, sheri baru mamusonda baya, saruko tali anda baya, menderemo, manderemo, sandelemo. Rabaka pakosa kapa kuke kamora, zundere kosia, mandere mekosia, rabagi mekosia, sharabi kosia, rapasoto kobo yonderebe, rebe rokosote kapa komonona, zanduza, zumeduza, zemaduza, zarubeduza, shedabaduza, kasute, kambova, 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 kambova. Kamboba, kamboba, sheka kota kaba, risa zusa, humpe pale, zembre vigo, manchule manda, zamino motosa, zike kakuta kuka, muche kamuka, mentolama, ramba buze kamba, ramba bolo komosota, iraba kute kapoka, cheba mampo, pampuleba, zembe balako, komatakula, suji bazezo, zabu dabuse, kambabano, cheminamo, jamonamo, Jemanamo, Jemamamo, 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 Samikantoza, Sinsemane, Sansumamupa, Kupela, Juleke Kapua Baka, Lore no Sota, Mutelena, Rapa Buze, Babuza, 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 Sola Katola, Ristoka, Mute Kamona, Mentelama, Manuva in the Spirit, Manuva in the Spirit, Amu, Mamona, Sete Tekova, Satukapa, Mute, Mandereko, Zimenata, Rezezuza, Madamazuze, Kumamata, Michela, Mutela, Michela, Mutela, Michela, Mutela, Zuzema Kapa, Putola, Zote Koma, Rasuteka, Iraba, Mupa, Taluma, Marima, Misela, Zorigasunde, Mitomrala, Rama Mitolia, Rikotaka, Zazomina, Labuba, Bubekeseka, Anuma Sindelea, Ramba Sundelemea, Iraba Kota, Zenumatania, Rambiza, Zumekasale, Anuma Takuba, Ipa Mutulaba, Ipa Muchandeko, Upa Muchaluasa, Eraba, Busandoma, Mukatola, Nanima Sidebaya, Ayarukatula, Michanimo, Manchonama, Manamuse, Mukamuta, Memopa, Mupela Mizema, Maria Matute Mantania, Rezo Zemama, Manuma, Miche Katuaka, Yede Yoda, Muze Yeda, Mono Yeda, Bokamudea, Masunda Labale, Zerina Muta, Menchukamota, Manchukamota, Malisolita, Lurote, Liriombo Somampa, Muchelekela, Iloko Soka, Yeromo Samita, Membila, Mabula, Sendomola, Manosa, Kikola, Yeke Soka, Muma Chibala, Manamo Mosola, Rebo Sika, Ramama, Maligasula, Rebe Sendelebe, Iaramasonda la Baba, Yekato Kaba Kota, Zelobokota, Sandobokota, Rebakota, Sandoboko, Masomoka, Chembalama, Ristoka, Irapaya, Solaba, Zoria Makabaya, Leba Solaba, Yebayanda la Baba, Zoria Bayanda la Baba. Do you believe in the Holy Ghost? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you believe in speaking in the language of the Spirit? Then Oga Boko Sakiko Makaya, Mencheto Zapa, Mencheso Tapa, Mencheso Tapa, Mencheso Ka, Bayama Sandelaba, Iraba Kosa, Iraba Yandalaba, Nashanderemo, Soni Mayale, Zoria Male, Manomo Kosia, Marremo, Sikarabo, Seremoliva, Sembregisto, Sambragisto, Sembregabalia, Senenenenenenenene, Manderenenenenememe, Seria Mama Namama, Sando La Baba, Hayaba La Baba. Are you tired? Are you tired this morning? No, 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 no. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Shana Makota, Shembalaba, Somalika. Pray and believe it. Pray and believe it. Pray and believe it. Sokaroba, Kusakilia, Randelebola, Masolama, Semenemo, Mambelebe, Shemanama, Somalema. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Allow the Spirit to permeate your mind, permeate your thoughts, permeate your spirit, permeate your body. Oh, Pasuke, Koba, Latula, Metoloma, Metoloma, Somarantola, Sigresto, Sagrage, Segragamo, Sabramino, Chekabakoya, Ingo, Ingo, Impalamanomo, Sandelebe, Repezoka, Bango, Sande, Iramama, Sotolomo, Senamama, Rababerose, Ikarobakota, Ramberebo, Menosuri Akola, Ramanimo Sayanda, Jemona Sula, Jenomama Sande, Jenomama Sula, Jenomama Masande, Rambala Mama Yanda Lababa, Salama Yakaba, Bokosa Kabaya, Bokosa Kabaya. It is a tongues morning. Come on, lift your voice and pray in tongues. Lift your voice and pray in tongues. Speak in tongues. Shanda Labakaba, Moma Mataya, Zule Ketaka, Matili Mikaya, Yemba Baba Sando Baba, Zebaba, Baloma Sandeleve, Zerokobaya, Mayama Kosaya, Zelubayeta, Mayamota, Muchelabaya, Belazute, Torakosa, Menchalima, Anuseliaba, Rebaba, Mayababa, Sandalababa, Soliandalababa. Let the Spirit influence your prayers this morning. Shanda Makotaya, Iya Paraba, Sonderebe, Rendomo, Semana, Zolabaki, Kakuka, Malomata, Uchelema, Aliza Rotos, Kepalia, Rodon Soto, Mokosika, Jibalatola, Jambelemo, Jambelemo, You may easily not pray in the spirit because you don't believe what we are doing. Amasato kotoko. Silabara sosia. Senobobo sosia. Sendolomobo sosia. Imanatota kuchelama. Zolibasisto. Frankly gesto. Frankly glago. Frankly glaboka. Sandala mama. Zelebelomo siandele bebe. Sandele bele bebe. Kola kisolabaka. Ila kapaya doso, koma de kosika, chanda la kusa, zonga limotale, aloma sigeba, buko la kaya, shanda la ba, rama dileme, maya madosa, menda la mama, sandeleme, iya maya ndolo bobo, sandelebelebebe, soraba kaba yanda la baba. The mystery of speaking in tongues, it is a mystery, it is a mystery, it is a mystery, it is not easily understood, but give yourself to praying. In the Holy Ghost this morning, Shanoma Kasia, Sontolomo Kosia, Randelebe Kosia, Paloso Tekeba, Zimanemo, Malemo Zindaya, Rambam Bambambela, Zondele Mebe, Kola Mama, Shandala Mama, Iyamara Mama, Zandala Baba, Soraba Kabaya, Shekabayaka, Tukatoka, Pakola, Zokaba, Mukela, Mochamiro, Sondala Machila, Zondele Giza, Yomana kuste kabaya, randele bele bebe, senama ya mama, iandele bebe, sandele bebe, rama kambo kambe kambo kambe kambo, chemba kamba konde kende kembo kaba, iraka pakoda, zore kapako, zori ya makira, zondele meme, malosa, tuka palela, zenda la boka, chila mako, mancho la mako, raba kisto, kebala, inamaka, balo kaziaba, Meromosi candele bagandola, Marima gondele bandola gabandola, Salamakunde kapaya, Maya roste kobarakata, Zondere besulia, Remo saku bakira, Ineno, 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 Sandere lebele bebe, Seria mayandele bebe, Zoria makabayanda, Zoria bayada balaba, Sandele bebe, Seka boka telekosia, Rendolo bokosiyama, joromokusa kabayandaba, rebatuza bara kabaya, mayandele bebe, sena mayandele bebe, sena makabayandala baba, rabayandala baba. 1 more minute, everyone, lift your voice and pray in the spirit. 1 more minute, 60 more seconds. Pasatoka papa, pakatosa kiba kota, sendele mokabala baba, zunda la baba, bomba la baba. Shena mama 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 Sandele bele beba, Rabba kabaya ndala baba, Samaya bola, Siba la baba, Saliba kota la baya, Ramba rabaya sandala baba, Shelele bokosi ndala baba, Zoraba kota la baba, Dele bebando lobo banda la baba, Mina mokosa kabaya, Randa la mama kosa kabaya, Shenda la mama kosa kabaya, Rabba tilia bakapaya ndala baba, Alle sore bokosi andala baba, shendala baba. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Giving ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost. The amazing chapter of speaking in tongues in the Bible is not recorded anywhere but 1 Corinthians 14. But turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 9. It says, so likewise, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For he speak into the air. Praying in tongues is like speaking into the air. And it's actually speaking into the air. To what effect? Why must we speak to the air? And why must we believe in speaking in tongues? And praying is recorded in the Bible. He speaks into the air. But Ephesians 2:2 tells us who is there in the air. Look at Ephesians 2:2. Are you there? Wherein in the time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the reason why we speak in tongues and we speak into the air is because there is a controlling force in the air. I said there is a controlling force in the air. And his name is the prince of the power of the air, which includes media, internet, technology. He's the one in charge. So the more you avail yourself to praying in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, you speak directly to this prince of the power of the air, and you lose his hold. I said you lose his hold. You can't kill him, you can't make him die, but prophet says what you can do is that you can displace him, you can dislodge him, you can replace him. As for the devil, we cannot kill him. But what we can do is that we can displace him. We can push him back. We can dislodge him. And we do so by praying in tongues. Yeah. For he speaketh into the air. And the reason is there is a prince of the power of the air that controls the children of disobedience. So I want us to one more time give ourselves to praying in the Holy Ghost and believe that as you are speaking in tongues, this prince of the power of the air, his power is being broken now. Lift your two hands with me to heaven. Remember, one of his duties is to make children become disobedient. He's the prince of the power of the air, the one that worketh in the children of disobedience. But this morning, as you lift your hands to Jesus, and as you believe in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 9, that he that prayeth in that unknown tongue, he speaks into the air, because this prince of the power of the air can no longer control him. Lift your voice and speak in tongues, everybody. Lift your voice and speak in tongues, everybody. Lift your voice and pray in the spirit. 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 Speak directly to this prince of the power of the air. Malosara, 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 marosala, marosala. The one who makes people disobedient. The one who causes many to be disobedient. His name is the prince of the power of the air. But God has given us a way. He has given us a mystery. God has given us a supernatural way to come against this prince of the power of the air by speaking in tongues. Come on, give yourself to the Holy Spirit this morning and pray in the Holy Ghost. How be it in the spirit? He speaks mysteries. He speaks divine secrets. He speaks mysteries. He speaks divine mysteries. Somebody give yourself to the Holy Spirit this morning and pray in the Holy Ghost. It is a tongues morning. It is a tongues morning. And we are speaking in tongues. We are speaking in tongues. We are speaking in tongues. We are praying in tongues. Sora misoriama. Rama namasande rebekosia. Ratigo se karaba. Zaroko saribaya. Shandere monda. Rinomosia. Manomo kotalianda la baba. Mela mayanda la baba. Senemokosia delebe. Repatosia. Rambele bele bele bebe. Rambele bele bele bebe. Rambele bele bebe. Randolomo, sendolomo, racondolomo, sinimika tolia, zoria makontole lemoya, zoria ndala baba, shandele bele bebe, shekandolo bobo, raduse, kobareka, tokaramaya. Pray and believe that you are combating the praise of the power of the air. Shalorade besekola maravale, zondalama mutekayaba. Whatever spirit that controls you, whatever stronghold is in your life, whatever spirit that controls you, the Bible says that when you pray in tongues, you speak into the air. You speak directly to the praise of the power of the air that controls many, that controls many, that controls many, that controls many, that controls many. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against principalities, against powers, against evil powers. Rasa tokoro bosianda la baba. Come on, give yourself to God and pray in the Holy Ghost. Give yourself to God and pray in the Holy Ghost. Give yourself to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Sherobo kosianda la baba. Zandolo bokosianda le bebe. Zenono momosianda la baba. Senelele bele bebe. Satan wants to influence you and control you. But as you pray in the spirit, as you pray in the spirit, as you pray in the spirit, he cannot control you. 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 Shanomo siyakaba. Zuria gesolaba. Zandele bele bebe. Sanama mama. Mokanama mama. Zendelele meme. Zenda la mama, raduse, kola mameta, zuria bani kotaya, shanomo kosi andaba, zondere rebe kosi andala baba, reba koi andala baba. Father, we thank you. Lift your two hands with me to heaven. I know you are believing what is going on. Stop praying. I just said lift your hands to God and continuously in the atmosphere of prayer. Somebody is going to receive a supernatural encounter this morning. Your heart is full of much expectation. Yes, 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 Jesus, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, ara mama 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 mama. La 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 ba la 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 ba ba la 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 ba ba la ba ba. She la 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 ba ba ko se le 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 bo bo bo. She la 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 ba 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 chondo lo 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 ba mo ko ba la 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 ba 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 ba. She la 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 ba 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 ba. Sa ba 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 chondo lo 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 ba 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 ko ta ka ba ya. Se le 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 bo si ya la. Ira ma mo che re re mo 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 mo. Zora kike kike kaba baba, ira mama 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 sute tele le 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 le, irongo lomo sando lomo koria na baba, chili akara baba baba, zori amayande le 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 le, she, hey, 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 shara mama kosa kaba baba, come on, lift your hands one more time. Come on, lift your hands one more time. we feel the winds of the Spirit. Shkeriamo, Sheraramosia, Eyaramo, Mayalaramo, Seraya, Ikaria Lebe, Songrebesa, Rokoa, Iriatolia, Ramiolese, Romiatano, Iriamamosa, Manetolia, Skralokria, Jeriokla, Tomianta, Iriamamosia, Branderomia. Manamidoso, Tololobosia, Irakosia, Imotoya, 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 Suriakia Taniama, Maria Mamosa Yamamama, Manderebekosia Mama, Minamotosa Yaba, Ayerebo Sita Kolea, Ayerebo Kosatoya, Ayerebo Komianda, Menamomo, Mashia, Yebaya. Come on, lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands for the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. Skeriamo, Mazuliamo, Sonenemo, Zikoriamo, Zanimionemo, Sheriamo Nocosia, Senenemekosia. Senene mokosia, ishanene mokosia, sonene mokosia re, aleka sonderi ake, amona makosa yandeke, omana mayandeke, ezona mayandele kosa kapa, zori abakandere le mokosa yandakaba, shera la mamandele le bebe, iye mosa mamukoya, kiele le moya, zori amamiondele le bebe, andalala baba, mananana mamasi endele le 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 bo, Shira na mama kota yale, zori ama yantelele lebo kosi yama, italo lobo yese yalama. Shke ya na nama yandelele. Oh, Lord, we come to you this morning. We want to give you all the glory and all the praise. And all the worship. When we have no song to sing, that which you have put in our mouths is what we will sing to you. It's what we will bless you with. It's what we will sing to you, Lord. As we lift our hands this morning, Lord, would you rend the heavens and hold our hands and lift us up, oh God. Shea mano masaria ketora baya nerele bo mama. Shea mama moma ya nerele amaya. Hey, ha ha. Hey. Shoya mame. Lift your own voice and sing your own song to the Lord. Hey, mano masaya. Lift your own voice and sing your own song to the Lord. Hey, Kaloromo. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love it because it is spontaneous. I love it because it is unrehearsed. Sing your own song. Raise your own hands. Glorify God in your own way. Worship Him in your own way. He has given you a new song. He has filled your mouth with a song. He has filled your heart with a song. Lift your voice. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify the name of the Lord. So let the heavens come. Lord, let the heavens come. Let the heavens come this morning. 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 Give us your fresh wind, your glory, the winds of your glory, the fresh waters of the Spirit, the fresh waters of the Spirit, the fresh drops of rain from the Spirit. Iriamono sayare kosi andebe, ongoromo seyalalama, shoriyanamo kosayande. So, Lord, I thirst for you.
To be in your presence.
lift your hands to God and sing it. Come on, tell him, Father, draw me nearer. I came on Monday, but today is Friday, Lord. Draw me nearer. Sing, Lord, I thirst for you. How I long, Lord. Sing this love song to God this morning, my soul. Father, draw me near. Won't you draw? Beautiful morning. I see the glory of God all over in this place. Come on. Hallelujah.
This is the day.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I will rejoice for
you. I'm gonna sing. I will enter. You can't go without singing this song. Energy, no, yeah, only energy, no. Come on. Jesus. Oh, you can do better for the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to pray this morning about our ministry. Fulfilling our ministry. How many of you want to fulfill your ministry? The reason why you are still alive. You know, during the porch and the altar, I heard prophet saying, the reason why you are still alive. What is the reason why you are still alive? Why are you alive? There must be a reason why you are alive. That you may fulfill your ministry. Are you here with me? And you can actually pray about fulfilling your ministry. Are you here with me? So we are going to pray and ask God to grant us the grace to fulfill our ministry. The Bible says that, say unto Archippus, take heed of the ministry that thou hast received and fulfill it. Are you here with me? Colossians 4:17, and say unto Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. That was, thou fulfill it. Fulfilling your ministry is of much essence to God, because not many fulfill their ministry. But we want to take some time early this morning and pray to the Lord. Sincerely, Lord, help me to fulfill whatever ministry you have given me on this earth. Lift your hands to God and begin to pray, everybody. Lift your hands and begin to pray, everybody. Lift your hands and begin to pray, everybody. Fulfilling your ministry. 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 A ministry has been given to you. Take heed to that ministry. Watch out. Watch out carefully. Pray that thou mayest fulfill it. Pray that you may be able to cross all the four stages of ministry. Pray to him alone. Help me, Lord, to fulfill my ministry. 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 Show me your mercy that I may fulfill the ministry you have given me. Show me your love. Show me your mercy. Give me a gift. Separate me. Separate me. Grant me your help. Grant me your help that I may fulfill. I know you have given me a ministry. You've handed me a ministry. Oh God, I need a grace. fulfill it. I need the grace to fulfill it. I need the grace to fulfill it. I need the grace to fulfill it. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Lord, grant me your grace to fulfill the ministry that you have given me. Shira mamotori andala baba. Oh, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Your ministry matters to you. It matters, it matters. It matters to you. It matters to you. Pray about it. 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 Whatever gift God has given you, whatever talent God has given you, pray that you may use it and fulfill your ministry. Shera mamoto sekera baba. Rendelebe, randolobo, sendelebe, randelebo kosi andelebebe. Sena mana 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 mama. Between the ages of 25 to 50, God gives you a ministry and you must pray that you may be able to fulfill it. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Shera Mokoskia, Krukapale, Sono Motosa, Zendalimo, Talamana Mama. Everybody pray to God. Everybody pray to God. Lord, whatever ministry you have given me, help me. Let me know, let me know, let me know. Let me fulfill it. Let me fulfill it. Let me not chase other things. Let me seek your will. Let me seek your will. Help me to seek your will. Help me to seek your will. Saramonte kaba. Zuriadiso. Mantelebo kosandelebobo. Somebody pray about it. Rapa roko sete kamombala. Ayoba kasale. Randola bakasale. Sheroma kasale. Rapandelebelebebe. Whatever time span has been given to you, pray that you may be able to fulfill your ministry in that time span. In that time span, Lord, if you have given me 20 years, help me to fulfill my ministry. If you have given me 30 years, help me fulfill my ministry. If you have given me 40 years, help me fulfill my ministry. If you have given me 50 years, help me fulfill my ministry. Mando lo seke paloba, zeleba, shandelebeba, sorakotariandaba, remandolomo, samandolomo, ikandolomo, ramandolomo, ramandeleme, serandeleme, solamayandeleme, reka loko kako baka bekolaba, randelebelebebe. Shenda la mama. Yes, yes, yes. Pray about your ministry. Pray about your ministry. Pray about your ministry. Your ministry is your life. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Lord, help me fulfill. Lord, help me fulfill. Lord, help me fulfill. Thank you for bringing me to this camp. Thank you for teaching me to believe, to have faith. Lord, help me fulfill my ministry. Sheromokosi andelebebe. Let me not faint. Let me not give up. Let me not be tired. Let me not say I am tired. Let me not say I am tired. Let me never say that I am tired. But help me to fulfill. Help me to fulfill. Help me to fulfill. Help me to fulfill. Sherere bokosi andele bebe. Rando lo 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 lo. Sheya mayandele bebe. Zoria mayandele bebe. Hayandele bebe. Zora mayandele bebe. Kebayakala mama mama. God has given you a ministry. Pray that you may may fulfill it. Pray that you may fulfill it. Pray that you may fulfill it. Pray that you may fulfill it. Sandele bele bebe. Sandele bele bebe. Sandele bele bebe. Randolo bobo. Semandolo bobo. Rakandolo bobo. Iyamandolo bobo. Semayandolo bobo. Iyakota ya makota ya la baba. Never think you have never been given anything. God has given you something. God has given you a talent. He's given you a gift. He's given you a ministry. The Bible says, say unto Antipas, take it, take it, take it. Consider what I've given you. Pray that you may fulfill your ministry. Aloro kosante robo kosi andaba. Mana mazala, sana la mazala, inda la mazala, shema yanda la baba, shanda la baba nda la baba, alokosi akera baba ndelele bebe, meya maya ndelele bebe, saya ndelele bebe, rakonda la baba ndelele bebe. Pray that before you will be taken away from this earth, you would have fulfilled your ministry. Masoka tosa kota soka baba. Masoka tosa koba baba. Shandelebelebelebelebe. Lord, help me fulfill my ministry. 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 Sandolo boko, sandolo bobo. Zilabande. Kota loba, kota laba. Iyandelebe, mosondelebebe. Amomanda laba, bandelebebe. Kobayanda laba, ba. Put your hands together for the living God. Amen. Are you happy that you are here? Are you really happy that you are here? Between the ages of 25 and 50, God has called us for a special service. Amen. When God calls you, it's a privilege. Don't you think so? Many of us would want to be called by the president to have a chat with him. And when God calls you, it's far more than the president calling you. I said it's far more than the president calling you. We are going to pray one more time. And this time around, our prayer topic is very simple. Lord, help me to be a servant. Help me to be a servant. Help me to serve. One day a pastor called some members of the church for a meeting in the evening. It was a prayer meeting. They thought we were going to pray about something amazing. But when he raised a prayer topic, they all started sleeping. And the prayer topic was simple. Make me a servant. Because they didn't understand what it means to be a servant. Yeah. But you can actually let God touch your heart to be a servant. To do service for the Lord is to be a servant. And a servant is somebody who does the interest of another. So we have to find out what are God's interests and are we doing them? Job 36:11. They shall spend their days in what? In what? They shall spend their days in what? When they do what? When they do what? When they obey and then they serve, they shall spend their days and their years. So why don't you rather choose to be a servant? Labor to be a servant of God, and to rather labor to be a servant of someone else. So we're going to pray a very simple prayer. Lord, turn me into a servant and make me a servant. Lift your two hands to Jesus. Tell him about it. I want to be a servant. I want to be a servant. I want to do your service. I want to do your interest. I want to do your interest. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to do your service. I want to do your desires. I want to carry out your desires. I want to be a servant in your house. I want to be a servant in your house. I want to be a servant in your house. Tell them about it. I want to be a servant. 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 Make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant. You are a student. You can still be a servant of God. Yes. You are a doctor. You can still be a servant of God. You are a lawyer. You can still be a servant of God. You can still be. 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 Instead of serving other things and serving other people, choose to serve God. Pray that God will grant you the privilege of becoming a servant of Him. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Lord, make me a servant. 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 He reveals His secrets to His servants. God reveals His secrets to His servants. If you are servants, secrets shall be revealed unto you. Pray that God will make you a servant. Pray that God will make you a servant. Pray that God will make you a servant. The Bible says God does not do anything without revealing it to His servants, the prophets. Tell God to make you a servant. Tell God to make you a servant. Tell God to make you a servant. Alo salo, calo salo, calo salo, calo salo, calo salo, calo salo. Zoromo sandelebe. I want to be a servant, oh God, that I may spend my days and my years in prosperity, in plenteousness. Give me this privilege. Give me this privilege. Give me this privilege. Sora katori andala baba. Zandele bele 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 bele. Ikatola ba. Everybody lift your hands to God. This is a wonderful prayer. God is amazed. You are telling Him to make you a servant. God is so amazed that you are today telling Him you want to be His servant. You want to carry out His interest. You want to carry out His desires. You want to do what He's telling you to do. Oh, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. And tell God to make you a servant. Not everybody is a servant of God. Some are servants of other things. Servants of money. Servants of people. But not servants of God. I pray that God will make you, God will turn you into becoming a servant of God. Shandola bala baba. When He calls you, you will come. When He tells you to go, you will go. When He says sit, you will sit. When He says rest, you will rest. When He says walk, you will walk. Pray about it. Pray about it. Lord, I want to be your servant. I choose to be your servant. I want to be your servant. Shanta komanta kabayaba, randelebe, samandelebe, rabondelebe, seriandelebe, rakondelebe, shemayandalaba, malesoroboko saliba, malomokondalababa, shandalabalababa, rakabayandalababa, zolandalababa. You can be a student and still be a servant of God. You can be a doctor and still be a servant of God. Service is just 1 year. You know, you will be some way if you want to do national service for 5 years. What kind of graduate are you? It's always 1 year. But God is not calling us into national service. He's calling us into a forever service. I said God is calling us into a forever service. A certain group of people in the Bible got the chance to serve a certain man. His name is very big. So when it gets there, you read it. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 4. Some guys, they served, but at a particular point in their service, they changed their minds. That will not be your story. Look at it. Genesis chapter 14. In verse number 4. When it gets there, you pronounce it. So I'll read. When it gets to a certain point, you continue. 12 years. They served who? Oh, take your time. And you pronounce it well. I said 12 years. They served who? One more time. All right. No problem. Now, in the 13th year, I said, in the 13th year, what did they do? They rebelled. You know? I said, God forbid. God is not calling you into a 1 year service and into a 2 year service. Yeah. Lifetime ministry. So one day a bishop shared this verse with us. And that bishop is standing there. Put your hands together for that bishop. And I remember this verse because of that bishop. And I've forever been grateful. He said, 12 years they served. They were faithful. They were committed. They did everything for 12 years. And in the 13th year, they said, hey, enough. Enough is enough. We have been here all this while. We are not seeing anything. We are changing our mind. You will never change your mind. And I remember this verse because of that bishop. And I've forever been grateful. He said, 12 years they served. They were faithful. They were committed. They did everything for 12 years. And in the 13th year, they said, hey, enough. Enough is enough. We have been here all this while. We are not seeing anything. We are changing our mind. You will never change your mind. I said, you will never change your mind. But you will forever be in the service of God. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to announce to you for us to welcome Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Keep clapping your hands. And you may please be seated. Hallelujah. How is the feeling like this morning? Are you feeling the feeling that is felt when you feel a certain feeling? Hallelujah. But I believe that this week has been a very, very great week. Amen. Oh, I said amen. And one of the things that I am carrying away this week is the possibility that I can be mighty. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And one very, very powerful scripture we were taught, I think on the first day, which I would like us to turn to, is Hebrews 4. Verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. It is not the will of God that you will fall short of the promise. Hallelujah. And it says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Hallelujah. Us and them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hallelujah. And then there is a very important scripture we were taught from yesterday. And it's very important that we read it so that we see a very important message. Hallelujah. And Zechariah chapter 1. That is a very big question. Hallelujah. Actually, it's a question, but it's preceded also by a statement. But let's read both. I was going for the question first, but it's verse 4. So, be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried. Hallelujah. Then the question comes, verse number 5. Your fathers, where are they? Ask your neighbor, where is your father? Now, there is something you need to know. Hallelujah. And I believe that this week, our prophet has broken it down for us to understand and for us to really know what God wants us to become. Now, one of the great wisdom keys you should have when you go to a place is to ask yourself, who has been here before I came here? Yes. Who sat on this seat? Am I the first to be here, by the way? Am I the first? Have others been here? Because sometimes based on how you feel, how anointed you feel, and how great you feel, you may easily think that you are the first and that there is none like you and that before you none existed and after you there shall never be any. That, I mean, you are the man. You are the man of the moment. But it is very important to understand that the pastor we have, the prophet we have, has pastored other people before you were born. Yes, actually, he officiated the weddings that produced you. You missed a good place to show excitement. So, he is part of your creation story. Amen. Yes. He pastored your fathers, your mothers, officiated their weddings, and eventually counseled them, showed them how to do what, how to make you. He taught them the ways to make you. Yes. And some of you, the shape of your head is because your parents didn't follow the right direction. He was trying to show something, but a way of making you. But those who obeyed, you can see that you look very nice. Clap your hands for those who obeyed, the parents who obeyed. I'm just trying to get you to understand that you are not the first. Amen. Now, there is a very big difference between the generation that came before you and you. And that big difference is something he has said time and time again from Tuesday to last night. And the big difference is that the first group he taught, the first group he raised, the first group he led, many of them did not believe. Now, that is the big difference. Many did not believe. Not that many were not educated, or many were not paying tithes, or many were carnal, or many were fornicating. Some of you, the problems you have now, your parents, even at their age, have never had them before. I mean, four boys at one time. Your mother never had that problem. During our time, we were chasing the girls. We were proposing to the girl. Now, the girls are the ones chasing us. Now, I'm trying to let you understand that you are sitting here. See, when we ask the question, your fathers, where are they? It's not because you had carnal fathers. Fathers who like girls. And you now like Jesus. No, we like Jesus more than you. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah. There is only one big difference. And that difference is so great. And it has made all the difference. All the difference. Like prophet said, there should be Chileans here. There should be El Salvadorians here. There should be, I mean, all types of people here. And it is because of this one big difference. Believing. And he went further to define what faith By the way, faith is believing. You know, there are some words, you see, when you hear them, you almost see angels. You almost see clouds and heaven and God on his throne. I mean, a word like faith. When you hear faith, you just see clouds and, you know, angels with swords moving up and down and some ecclesiastical beings and some celestial bodies. Faith is believing that the messages you are hearing today, if you will care enough to listen to camps, previous camps, the camps that we had before you were born, it will interest you and surprise you to know that it's the same message. What you are hearing is not a new message. He said, and to them was the gospel preached, as well as unto us. See, I'm trying to trim down your stupidity. I'm bringing it down because some of you already feel that you are like some star in the sky, or you are, we've not seen your anointing, or you sing best, or I don't know what type of, but I'm just trying to let you understand that you are not great, oh. You are not special. You are not new. You are not some, like yesterday you were going for your award and they were clapping for you. I mean, somebody was called. It was not your award, though. But even the way he was shaking hands, it's like, I'm the one. I'm the one. So he was reminded that he was just receiving the taking pictures. Lifted it with energy. Smiled. That look at me. I'm carrying somebody's award. Listen very carefully. From this week, your attitude that you must have, the behavior you must have, that those who came before did not have, is that you must believe everything you read in the book. The same way there is no frivolous scripture in the Bible, there is no frivolous statement in any book. Every statement in a book, every word has been carefully crafted. There is a purpose for every statement. When you take mega church, when you take church growth, when you take church planting, when you take a step to the anointing, there are no frivolous comments and statements. There is nothing that has been written to make you happy or to excite you. Everything is supposed to be believed. Literally. So suddenly, a message is preached to one group, but suddenly there is a divide, us and them. Meanwhile, we were all together when the same message, he said, please put it back, verse 2. Look at it. Unto us was the gospel preached. You see, when you see us, when you see a certain group, you may think that they are the only ones who heard the scriptures, who heard a message. It's like, well, these are some special ones who were isolated and prepared and blessed with special treatment. But he's going, please put it back. He said, as well as unto them. In other words, we are not the only ones who heard the message. We are not the only ones who sat at the camp. Some others also heard it. But the big difference is that they did not mix it. You see, that word has appeared again, that word faith. It looks very, you know, magical. But the word is that they did not do it. The word faith is an action word. It means to believe. And we have learned this week that to believe means to do. The only way we will know that you believe something is that you are doing it. That is how we know, not by how you describe it, not by how you explain it, how you sing it, which t-shirt you wear, how you clap. Even your hand clap does not really reflect how you believe. Yeah. Some of you even clap well to compensate for your stubbornness. So when we see your hand clap, we are comforted that at least you show a little emotion. We are going out of here to be doers. Otherwise, the fear is that you will be surprised when you read questions like, your fathers, where are they? And then verse 4 says, well, be not as your father. Please put it up and let's see. Zechariah 1:4. Be not as your fathers. You know, I think, which camp was it? Prophet used this. I mean, he taught, I think, obligations also. And yes. And was saying that, you see, when he talks about you trying to, you becoming better than your fathers, it should not delude you. It should not let you feel that you are better than your fathers. You see, such questions can actually induce madness in a little boy. Yeah, you can become mad. One of you, your fathers, where are they? Or be not as your fathers. And prophet said it. He said at that camp that for some of you, to even be like your father. You don't understand English. I said to even be around. If your father is 55 years and he's a reverend, first of all, will you even live to 55? And when you are 55, what type of person will you be? Yes, your father has married for 30 years. You may be married to 3 women. No, cool down. Don't say God. Don't just shout, God forbid. I'm trying to let you understand that you are not great. You are not some special person. That what God is expecting of you at this camp is to live here as a doer. That's all. That's all we want from you. Just do it. Wake up and pray. Study the word of God every day. That is all. It's not that you are better or you have something we have not seen before. Some of you, your greatest challenge in life will be even to be like your father. Because whatever he is, whatever he became or has become or is becoming, don't forget that the blood that is running through him is the blood that is running through you. The Bible says the life of the flesh, it is in the blood. That is to say that the blood in a person is what makes the person live a certain life. Oh, you don't understand English. Actually, you don't understand English. Yeah, it's the life you see in the flesh is in the blood. So unless you have until you have done exchange transfusion to remove all the blood from you and to pray that your plenipotentiary thrombocytes it's English language. Don't produce more, because no matter how you drain your blood, your bone marrow is still producing your father's blood. And your father's life is because of the blood in him. If your father joked with the ministry, you are likely to joke with the ministry. Because the blood that made him joke with the ministry is also in you. If your father backslid, you must pray. Because the blood in your father is the blood in you. So don't begin to have idea. Just be a doer. Doer. That's all. Just do. That's what we want from you. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just catch the anointing. When you see a book, The Art of Following, just follow. Believe it. Just believe it and do it. Don't just, you know, admire the books. Don't just preach about it. Don't just talk about it. Live here with the determination that you, by the grace of God, what you are going to ask God to help you to do is that you will just do the things. You will do, you will believe the things and you will do them. That's all. You will believe and you will do. We are tired of testimonies and stories. Oh, I didn't know that this was important and I wasn't doing this. No, what you see, do it. When you see him with the offering bag, taking offerings and calling amount, you, when you go to your church, don't just pass the offering bag. Just do it. Do what you see. With strength. That's all. The rest of it, we ask for God's mercies for you. The stubbornness, the disobedience, the unspirituality that has dogged many pastors, those who came before you, that when the prophet speaks, his words are weighed. And what is not nice is thrown away. People come to sit before him with filters and nets and sieves, taking what they think is right for them and throwing away what they feel is not important. You must not be like that. You must open your mouth. You must swallow everything, admire everything, believe everything, follow everything, do everything, and love, love, love like he loves God. That is your only responsibility. We're not asking you to go and write a book. We're not asking you to go and produce songs. Just do the things that you must do. Clap your hands for Jesus. Are we blessed? I said, are we blessed? Please be seated. One of the timelines we were taught this week is a year from now. A year by this time. Let's believe God that a year, next year, God willing, when we are here for MOTL, you'd have become a doer, an implementer, a believer, an admirer, fully, not part of it. Not part, fully. You like everything. That is how you become mighty. The same father who gave birth to some elephants is the same father who is giving birth. An elephant, if it gives birth to 1,000 children, will still produce elephants. If an elephant produces 2,000 children, it doesn't start giving birth to mice. Each one will be an elephant. and you are that elephant, your town, your campus, your school, your whatever is going to experience. When they see you, they will say, hey, this is Bishop Dagwood Mills. Hey, this guy is from Lighthouse. Hey, this guy is from First Love. You preach, when they enter your church and they see the size, they will have no doubt your stock, the stock, where you are coming from. May the Lord make you mighty. Through, not just by saying amen, but by believing, by implementing, by going to do. And when you do that, you will come back with a totally different story next year. Clap your hands for Jesus. Somebody is ready. I've been told that four people are ready for what God is going to do today. Who are those four guys? Four. Only four people are ready. Who is ready? Can I hear a shout if you are ready for what God has for you? With a shout, with a hand clap, let's welcome Ada.